Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Numbers chapter 8, and we'll begin in verse 1. We have seen much of what we are going to see today in the past. I want to cover it to do it justice because I just think it's so important, and yet try to be efficient since we have heard it before. I don't know if you knew too, you can search in many podcast areas. Like, for instance, today's going to be a little bit about the kingdom of priests again. And you can search for that term or other terms. I try to put, not on all of the messages, but on some of them, a term that could be searched. So that way the message would pop up if you're looking for that topic. But without further ado, then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you mount the lamps, the seven lamps will give light in the front of the lampstand." Now, this is the menorah. Maybe that brings a picture to mind, the seven-lamp menorah. It was made back in the book of Exodus for having light in the tabernacle. It has now become a symbol of Israel after they were restored to most of their land in 1948. It became a symbol of the country. You know, because it is unique to them. It's something that God had them make to have light. And therefore did so. He mounted its lamps at the front of the lampstand, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, this was the workmanship of the lampstand, hammered work of gold from its base to its flowers. It was hammered work. And this is interesting. According to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. You know, the tabernacle itself was made after one that was in heaven, and God gave Moses, you know, the instructions and guidance as to how to make these items and to make the tabernacle itself. And it again mirrors the heavenly one that Jesus entered after his death and resurrection. He entered the most holy tabernacle and thereby opened the way for us to forever to be in the presence of God, which is really a symbol of what we're going to talk about today regarding the kingdom of priests. So today, now it turns to the Levites. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Take the Levites, one of the tribes of Israel, from among the sons of Israel and cleanse them." Now remember, Aaron and his sons would serve as priests, but the Levites could become priests. Some would become priests, and they also served at transporting and serving the tabernacle. That was the tribe set aside for that purpose. "Thus you shall do to them for their cleansing, sprinkle purifying water on them, and let them use a razor over their whole body and wash their clothes, and they will be clean." God really wanted people who were going to carry the utensils of the tabernacle to be clean, to carry his spiritual tabernacle around in a holy manner. Then, and they were also to bring sacrifices for themselves. In order to be cleansed, there needed to be sacrifice, right? So just like today, we're made right through the blood of Jesus and his sacrifice. They, in order to be made right before God, needed a sacrifice before they could participate in caring for the tabernacle. "Then let them take a bowl with its grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, and a second bull you shall take for a sin offering. So you shall present the Levites before the tent of meeting. You also assemble the whole congregation of the sons of Israel." So this is going to be like a ceremony to present the Levites for service at the tabernacle. And this way all of Israel would know, well, A, they were not supposed to touch the tabernacle, and B, that the Levites were the ones that were supposed to. "So you shall assemble all of them and present the Levites before the Lord, and the sons of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites." And sometimes you would do that when you would dedicate someone to service. And here, the whole Israel is going to kind of like ceremonially lay their hands on the Levites for the service. "Aaron then shall present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the sons of Israel, that they may qualify to perform the service of the Lord. Now the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, then offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering to the Lord to make atonement for the Levites." See, They needed their sins cleansed in order to serve. You shall have the Levites stand before Aaron and before his sons so as to present them as a wave offering to the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. Now, it's kind of interesting, separate, you know, there's the idea in holiness that someone is set apart as special and separate for service. And, you know, to bring this into today, we have been made holy by the blood of Jesus, and we have been made set apart, the church. We've been made separate. We've been made part of God's family. And in fact, we've even been ushered in to God's presence. We've become his kingdom priests, and we have access to God like the priests, even beyond the Levites, but the priestly Levites who had access to the tabernacle and presence of God. That's now what his church is. So we've been ushered into a close communion with our Lord. And we have a special privilege as his chosen family, his royal priesthood today. Before it was just the Levites, and now it's all who believe in Jesus, which is really quite amazing. And I really believe it's so important for the church to embrace our position as being able to be in the proximity of God. In fact, he lives inside of us. We have been made special, set apart, and holy by our God for his service, just like these guys were dedicated for service. Then after the Levites may go in to serve the tent of meeting, after all of this sacrificial and stuff and cleansing stuff is done, and we've been had a sacrifice and we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus so that we can serve. But you shall cleanse them and present them as a wave offering, for they are wholly given to me from among the sons of Israel. I have taken them for myself instead of every firstborn issue of the womb, the firstborn of all the sons of Israel. For every firstborn among the sons of Israel is mine among the men and among the animals. On the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. But I have taken the Levites instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel. I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the sons of Israel to perform the service of the sons of Israel at the tent of meeting and to make atonement on behalf of the sons of Israel, so that there will be no plague among the sons of Israel by their coming near to the sanctuary. Remember, there could be a plague or death for someone else to handle the things of the tabernacle other than the Levites. So it had to be only them. But now it's all of us who believe in Jesus can serve his kingdom. And ever since God freed Israel from Egypt through the Passover, through the destruction of all firstborn of the Egyptians, since they didn't get the instructions from God to put the blood of the lamb over their doorposts, and all of Israel's firstborn were saved. Ever since that time, we were always supposed to offer our firstborn to God, to dedicate them to God, and we'd have to bring a sacrifice to the temple when after they were born in the Old Testament to show that we are offering them to God, but then offering a sacrifice as a substitute. And God allowed that because now he's taking the priests, the Levites, excuse me, instead of your firstborn. So instead of having your firstborn, in a sense, be dedicated to God in the sense that they would serve at the temple or tabernacle, God is now allowing the Levites to be taken in their place. You keep your firstborn, but you still offer them to God, and you still offer a sacrifice in their place. And that's what they did for Jesus after he was born. So that's interesting how that all ties together. Thus did Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the sons of Israel to the Levites, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the sons of Israel did to them. So God, they honored this instruction God gave them. The Levites too purified themselves from sin and washed their clothes, and Aaron presented them as a wave offering before the Lord. And, you know, we've been cleansed by Jesus, but we still have a responsibility to set ourselves apart for God's service too. And we should live holy lives. We should seek to live lives free from sin. And you know what? When we do, we ask the Lord for forgiveness, and we move on in him, and he's given that us that forgiveness. But we should look at all of ourselves, not just Pastor Jay, but we should all look at ourselves as ministers of God's kingdom, and our conduct matters, and we want to live rightly before God. Aaron also made atonement for them to cleanse them. Then after that, the Levites went in to perform their service in the tent of meeting before Aaron and before his sons, just as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. And again, we're in a period of time here, in this second year of Israel's existence in the desert. Now the tabernacle is set up, God's presence is revealing himself through the cloud of smoke that comes over the most holy place. We have Levites serving in the tabernacle. Everything's functioning right now the way it should. And it seems as though Israel is at the moment walking pretty well with God at this time. This is the first time that, you know, God's revealing himself right in their camp. I mean, he revealed himself to Moses and up on Mount Sinai, but now God's come to dwell among them. But listen, how much greater of a presence do we have of God today? Because God wasn't even dwelling in the Levites. He wasn't dwelling in the Israelites. He was just dwelling in their camp, and they were camping around. But now God is dwelling inside of us. So we have his counsel, his Holy Spirit to guide us. How much more if they walked with God when he just dwelled in their camp, should we honor God when he's dwelling inside of us? Now, this is interesting. It closes with a section on the retirement and service age of the Levites. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is what applies to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall enter to perform the service in the work of the tent of meeting. But at the age of 50 years, they shall retire from their service in the work and not work anymore. They may, however, assist their brothers in the tent of meeting to keep an obligation, but they themselves should do no work. Thus you shall deal with the Levites considering their obligations. That's interesting, isn't it? So at the age of 50, they could retire from service. They would assist, but some of the younger men would handle the responsibilities. I guess when they had the whole tribe doing that, they had enough people to do the work so they could, you know, have them retire early. And a lot of their work was more of the carrying variety, these Levites. So maybe that had something to do with it as well. But anyways, there we have Numbers chapter 8. And always remember that we have now been made God's kingdom priests. We need to see ourselves and should see ourselves in a privileged position that God has come to dwell inside of us. We've been set apart. We've been made holy. Let's live holy lives, set apart in service to our God, and realize the elevated position that we have, that he now dwells inside of us. What a privilege and blessing that is. I'm thankful to be reminded of it all the time. It is a blessing to us. May we serve our Lord as a result. God bless you all.